With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is cracking down on high overdraft fees.
The Biden administration has finalized a rule that would limit overdraft fees that banks can charge their customers. President Biden's been speaking out against junk fees and says banks charging up to $35 to those who bounce a check is exploitative. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to cap those fees at just $5, or at least require banks to charge no more than what they lost in the transaction, or clearly post the terms of an overdraft loan. The finalized rules are set to take effect in October of next year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans are hoping to defeat legislation that would bring an end to rebates for pharmacy benefit managers.
Former Senator Pat Toomey says it all begins when drug companies decide what they plan to charge.
They are often called list prices.
Toomey says that's when the PBMs start to negotiate for the best rebates they can get for their customers.
Pharmacy benefit managers get a small percentage of that rebate.
And not surprisingly,
Big Pharma hates this.
Toomey says the big drug companies are hoping to raise consumer prices by ending the rebates that double as a performance bonus for the benefit managers.
Performance in this case being measured as the amount of savings they achieve for their clients.
Former Senator Pat Toomey was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The new Los Angeles DA, Nathan Hochman, has reportedly transferred two deputies who were seeking resentencing for the Menendez brothers. Variety cite sources who say Nancy Theberge has been removed as the head of the DA's resentencing unit and Brock Lunsford is no longer in the DA's post-conviction unit. Eric and Lyle are serving sentences of life without parole for the murders of their parents. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals have torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. The attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across the country. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. This is SRN News. The fall of former President Bashar al-Assad in Syria has more ramifications. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The search for Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad is underway one day after rebel forces completed a lightning campaign that toppled the Assad regime that ruled Syria for more than 50 years in a remarkably short time. To secure its position, Israel attacked military installations and destroyed weapons facilities across Syria. Prime Minister Netanyahu boasted the brief final campaign was made possible by the pressure Israel maintained on Iran and Hezbollah. The whereabouts of Assad is not known, but some believe he flew out of Syria via Damascus, some suggesting his plane was shot down based on erratic radar tracking. Israeli forces are already deployed on the Golan Heights and elsewhere. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.